Sex. Most people have some form of it at least once in their lives. So why is it still such a taboo topic? Especially when it comes to the sex lives of teenagers. Statistically speaking, the average male will lose his virginity by age 16, while the average female will lose hers by age 17. But do these numbers line up in rural areas like ours? Personally, I don't think they do. I was planning on setting up an anonymous survey for our school to find out our statistics, but faculty members of the school deemed this inappropriate. I do understand why they might have chosen this response, as it can be confronting. But I also believe that it could have held valuable information that the school could have benefited from, especially regarding how and when we teach students about sexual health. Because of the absence of these statistics, most of my statements will be nothing more than speculation, meaning it's up to you, the viewer, to decide what you think is valid. Our school sexual education is pretty lacking. They pretty much just give you a list of STIs and contraceptive methods and tell you to look them up on the computer, with students left wondering if what they are reading is fact or fiction. Or they teach you the anatomy of the male and female sex organs. Like, that's going to make it less confusing when you're trying to navigate things while actually doing the deed. I'm sorry, but a crude drawing of what is supposedly a labia doesn't really help us in knowing what the hell is going on down there. It's scary knowing that even after we take these sexual education lessons, that most of us still don't know how to practice safe sex. Part of the problem is that schools are scared that if they teach us sex ed, we'll have more sex. It shouldn't matter whether or not students are having sex. What does matter, though, is that they are doing it safely, and the current system often hurts us more than it helps. This is why I think it is important for us to know the statistics of our school, because if students are becoming sexually active younger, we need to start teaching them proper sexual education younger. I'll elaborate on what I think proper sexual education should look like later on. Since we have such a small school, I thought it would be a good idea to get some insight on one of our neighbouring high schools. A student that attends one of these schools has allowed me the opportunity to interview him in order to get his view on the subject. I have made the decision to keep his name and school anonymous in order to protect his identity, as he is underage. Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for agreeing to this.
All good.
So, how old are you?
I am the age of 15.
And when did you become sexually active?
Around 12 and 13.
Are most of your friends sexually active?
Most of them, yes.
What about the other people in your year?
In my year? Specifically, my year only is known to be very sexual, so yeah.
What about the years below you?
Below me, our school and most of us are disconnected. Well, for personally me anyway, so I would not know.
Because I've noticed that people at our school in, I think, around year 7 and 8 are already losing their virginity or becoming sexually active.
Yeah, personally, that's when also our plate changed. So people start to see sex more around year 7 and 8.
Yeah. So why do you think people are becoming sexually active younger?
To me, I think they just want to know what it's like. They just want to explore, see what the world's like when they're younger.
Do you think that social media has any effect on this?
Definitely, 100%. All the photos, everything, yeah.
There's a lot of scantily clad women and men.
Oh, yeah.
Texting each other, sort of, you know, driving things.
Yeah.
Do you think there's pressure on...
It depends which ways. Like, people go always on the conversation, especially known for teenage boys, to just talk about sex. So even if you haven't had it, you even lie just to get, like, the social leverage, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So, have you ever been pressured into having sex?
Personally, no, not at all.
Do you know people who have felt pressured?
Yes.
Do you think the sexual education at your school is adequate?
Well, for me personally, I'm at a Catholic school, so they try not to teach sex. They just want to teach you the protection, so you don't have kids earlier. They don't teach it in detail, so no.
So do they just teach you about, like, abstinence or something?
Yes, that type of stuff.
Do they teach you how to properly use contraceptives?
Yes, that is a topic.
When you say topic, is it, like, loosely covered? Or do they actually, like, show you how to put a condom on, or...?
For Catholic schools, there's a rule to not do physical demonstrations, so no, they do not teach you how to use a condom, but they will show you a paragraph of basic instructions and steps.
Do you think that's helpful?
The steps, not really. Personally, I would prefer, like, to be taught how to use, like, on fruit or something, you know.
But, in our school, they use this banana.
Yeah, I've heard people doing that.
It's a fake plastic banana. And then the top comes off, and underneath, it's a penis. And then you put the condom on that.
Oh, okay. What?
That was...
So you peel off a banana into a penis.
Yes. It was quite the experience.
Oh my god.
Did it mention in, like, the instructions specifically, I know a lot of people forget this, did it specifically mention to pinch the tip?
No, it didn't, actually.
That is very problematic.
Yes, that is extreme, now that I think of it.
Do you know why you need to...
Yes, so then the... What's a word I can use? Semen can actually go into that position, is that what you mean?
Yes, because yes. Otherwise... It
will just leak out.
Potential for it to rip.
Oh, yeah.
It's really important for people to know that, because a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah. So, I'm going to move on to some true or false questions.
Sounds good.
And see how you go with those.
Yep.
Okay, so, true or false? Using two condoms is safer than one.
False.
Do you know why that is?
Because it has more chance of ripping, isn't it? If there's
yes,
two.
So,
yeah, I've heard of that.
If you use two or... three or four or whatever.
Yeah.
It creates more friction, specifically between the two condoms. So then it's actually more likely to break.
Yep.
Okay. Next one. A woman can get pregnant if she has unprotected sex while on her period.
Is that can or can't?
She can.
She can. It depends, because there's like... There's a time frame that you can get pregnant, so... Or are you talking about the 7 days where the lining gets broken down?
Yes, the period.
False.
Actually, no, it's true.
Really?
So, it's specifically if she has a short, period where she's bleeding.
Yep.
So, sperm can live inside the body for... 3 to 5 days.
Yeah.
So if you have unprotected sex towards the end of a period, the sperm can actually survive in there until she's fertile again.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And pretty much why I'm going through these is because, I don't feel as though the sexual education at our schools is adequate.
Definitely.
And, this is stuff that is important to know.
Yeah.
And it's not being covered. Okay, next one. You should use oil-based lubricant with latex condoms.
I'm just trying to think, would that be... I think it's true, but... Yeah, I'm just going to have to go true.
So, oil-based is like petroleum jelly. Vaseline.
So, like, chunky stuff or just liquid?
Either. Chunky stuff.
Don't take that out of context. Okay, I'm just going to say true.
No, that is false, actually. So, with latex condoms, it is extremely, extremely important to always use water-based lubricants because oil-based breaks down latex.
Yeah.
So there can be tiny little microscopic holes that you can't see, or it can actually cause the condom to completely tear.
Really?
Yeah. Because it breaks down the latex. Damn. And again, not many people know that.
Yeah.
So they're going around using like Vaseline and they're wondering why their girlfriend's pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay. Women will always show symptoms of an STI.
That's false. What? Always?
Yeah, that correct. That is false.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of women, especially with STIs like chlamydia,
yep,
completely asymptomatic.
Yeah.
No symptoms at all.
Yeah.
So, that's why it's always important to get tested.
Yeah.
Okay. You should use protection when performing / receiving oral sex.
False. I don't see why you would.
True.
Why would you?
Yes. Because you can still pass on STIs through oral sex. So you should always either use a condom or a dental dam.
Yeah.
If you're having sex with someone who has had multiple sexual partners and hasn't been recently tested.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, get an STI and that's not fun.
Definitely.
Okay, it's the last one.
Okay.
You should always use a fresh condom when switching between anal, oral, or vaginal sex.
I mean, I don't see why you should, because it's the same person, is it not?
So you're saying false?
Yeah, false.
So, it's actually true.
Really?
Always, always, always change the condom, especially if you've just had anal sex, because the bacteria can cause infections.
Is that like between people or just the one person?
No, same person.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's very important. It also goes with having sex with someone while they're on their period.
Yeah, yeah.
You should always use a condom because you're more likely to get an infection.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I hope you've learned something.
I definitely have at least three things, was it?
Three or four, I think, yeah. So, you can take those with you on your further sexual endeavors.
I'm going to go tell the world.
Yes, tell the world how to practice safe sex.
Yep.
Because it is important.
Well, definitely.
Thank you for this again.
All good.
And, yeah.
Awesome.
As was demonstrated in that interview, facts that should be common knowledge are not always taught in sexual education, particularly in religious schools. What should be included in sexual education? That question is up for debate, but I believe it should include the following. Proper coverage of STIs from the teacher, containing information from a reputable source, not random websites. Tell them exactly how they are spread. Sexual contact is not an adequate answer. Proper coverage of contraceptives. I'm talking about things like how each of them works and what you need to do in order for them to be effective and safe. Side effects, where and how to access them, the nitty-gritty details. How to properly use a condom, with a demonstration, including in Catholic schools, because teaching abstinence is helping no one. Give them the information on how to use them properly. Tell them things like pinch the tip, which types of lubricant to use, when the condom should be changed. People need to know these things. A lot of adults will probably get mad at this, but tell students that there are certain positions that can be dangerous, especially for men. All I'm going to say about this is that they can snap. It isn't necessary, but I think it would also be a good idea for students to have free access to condoms at school because in small rural towns like ours, it's hard to buy them without the person working the register knowing you. I really do believe that we need to step up our game when it comes to teaching sexual health, especially from a young age, because we don't have a say about when they decide to become sexually active, but we can help them do it safely. So if and when you decide to become sexually active, have fun and stay safe.